If you'll turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, as today we examine our faith. Aren't you excited what God has been doing in this series? We pray that He has been moving in your life. We're looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. So that's the second letter that Paul writes. And so we have been speaking about some things. If you are just joining us for the first week, we have spoken through your mouth. The things that come out of your mouth are typically what's in your heart. Be careful what you say, but also what you confess. And we've been confessing some things over our lives, like that we are God's and that we are His creation. And we've been speaking the word of God over our lives. And then last week, Pastor Ted talked about be careful what you see, and that to feast on the Lord and not on what this world offers. And so I pray that you have been careful with what you have been watching with your eyes. Today, we are going to be talking about what you think. How many people think some things? Right now you're thinking something. I don't know what you're thinking. Hopefully that you can't wait to hear the word of the Lord. But maybe you're thinking about something else. And so that doesn't, sometimes you think about all kinds of things. So today we're going to be looking at what we think and then deciding how can we take every thought captive. Turn to your neighbor and say, take every thought captive. Now this is huge. If we can be these kind of people, if we can control what we think, we will be able to control who we are later on. A lot of people say you are who you think you are. And so if you can become who God says you are in your mind, then a lot of times all of the rest of this beautiful face falls into line. But it starts right here in Mr. Potato Head's mind. Now, obviously, he doesn't have one, but you do. And so we're going to try and take every thought captive. You might watch a scary movie, and what happens? You have a scary dream at night, right? Because you have thoughts that go on in your head. You might go to sleep thinking about someone or some problem, and a lot of times you wake up and that person was in your dream. You ever did that? Like, or you dreamed about what you were thinking about. Thoughts are huge. You might hear a repetitive voice over and over again in these little things called ears, and that could be something that someone told you yesterday or 20 years ago, because you keep on thinking what it is that you have been thinking about. And so today in 2 Corinthians, are you there? Amen. Look at chapter 10, verse 1. I, Paul, he's the writer of the letter. He is writing to the Corinthians, and he is writing to them in such a way that he is encouraging them because they live similarly like we do in a very worldly culture. They live in a culture that is Corinth. It is full of idols and worship to other gods. And so he writes to them saying, I, Paul, myself entreat you. He's pleading by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ. I am who humble when face to face with you, but I'm bold to you when I'm away. I beg of you that when I present, I may not have to show boldness with such confidence as I can count showing against some who suspect us of walking to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war to the flesh. So though you are a fleshly being, that is not where this war is happening. That's what Paul is saying. This is where you have to see it. This is not a fleshly war. These thoughts are not something, how you can't see a thought. However, thoughts are so very powerful that it will determine the course of your life. So Paul's saying, hey, this battle is, we walk in the flesh because we have flesh, but this battle is a little bit different. He says this in verse 4, for the weapons, everybody say weapons. I like weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but they have divine power. Somebody say divine power. So your weapon has power. You don't want to walk around with a weapon that doesn't have power. Your fists have no power, but your weapons that God has given you has divine power. That means it's an otherworldly power, a superhero kind of power that God has given you to overcome your flesh, to overcome the things that have been spoken to you. And we're going to learn that we truly can look at it. It says in verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but they have divine power to destroy strongholds. Maybe something that's been going on years and years in your life and you think, I can't be any different, but the power that you have through Christ says you can be different. You don't have to be like all the people surrounding surrounding you. You don't have to do what your family has done or what generations before you have done. You have a power in verse 4. For the weapons of your warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Somebody say, destroy strongholds. In verse 5, and this is where we'll sort of camp today, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought, say every thought. You take every thought captive to obey who? So we have a power to control what you think about. Now, you and I might have thought a certain way. Typically, we think who we are because of the way that we've been upbringing, the people and the situations, the schools that we attended, the way that we live life, or the way that we think of things. Do you know that the neighbor sitting on the side of you thinks differently than you do? I mean, it took me a while to even figure that one out. Like, I was in high school, and I was like, why doesn't everybody act like me? I don't understand. Like, they don't think like me, because not everybody was raised in a Christian family and had to like feed the cows at 5 o'clock in the morning. I did. So I thought in a certain type of way, and I was confused when people think differently than me. Do you know that men think differently than women? Yeah, amen. So they do. Sometimes I'll ask Ted, what are you thinking about? And he's like, I don't know, nothing. And I'm thinking about 20 things. I got 20 things going on in this mind of mine. Men think in boxes. They will think in boxes, you know, like here's my work box, here's my food box, here's my, and they just sort of think within that little box. And it's interesting to me as a woman, because I think like spaghetti noodles, right? Like I'm all over the place. I could have been 10 days ago. I'm going to be thinking about what's going to happen 23 days from now. And then and he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, yeah, but like, we just talked about this. And he's like, I didn't talk about any of that. Because he thinks in boxes, men do, and women think like noodle-ish. And it's awesome, right, ladies? All the ladies said amen. And we get ourselves, I love talking to ladies because we're just like all over the place. And yeah, and we have feelings and emotions, and men are like not, and they don't understand. And so we have a different way of thinking. But no matter if you think in a box, or if you're thinking of spaghetti noodle, either way, God says that you can take every thought captive. So I thought, I'm going to go and study men. So Ted's eating a lunch in the little cafe for some day this week. And so I'm like, Ted, what are you thinking about? And he's like, I don't know, eating lunch. And I was like, so you just think about that? And he's like, yeah, I'm just eating lunch. So I'm thinking about eating lunch. And so we just had a conversation about him eating lunch. And it was good. And I was so confused. So I said, let's just see what the word of God says, because this is not helping. This is not helping at all. And so I'll see you later. Let me think like a spaghetti noodle. And so today we're going to think of those thoughts, whatever it is. Now, Martin Luther, and this is not Martin Luther King, though he's phenomenal. This is Martin Luther, a theologian. Martin Luther said this, and we have a quote for this. It says, you cannot keep birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair. So you can't keep thoughts from out of this. Thoughts just come, right? Like you're thinking about whatever, whenever, however. There are birds that sort of fly around our heads, and those are called thoughts. And they're just all over. Like you see a store, look at that new store. You see this new thing in a commercial, look at that new commercial. All of us have thoughts, box thoughts, spaghetti noodle thoughts, doesn't matter. We have thoughts. And they sort of fly over us. But Martin Luther would say, hey, you can control what builds a nest in your hair. See, you can't control what happens, but you can control what you continuously think about. What you allow yourself to repetitively over and over and over again think about in your head. And that's the problem. The problem is that we have allowed thoughts in our head that don't line up with the Word of God. We have a thought process, and we have not taken every thought captive, and so we're sort of thinking about whatever thing that it is. And you today, my friend, can take your thoughts captive and control them according to Christ. And so we're going to do this sort of as a practical application. So number one, if you have the notes in your bulletin, it says this is to pay attention to your inner monologue. You're going to pay attention to what is happening Let's see if I, oh, good. I'm not going to screw this up. So here we go. So this is what's happening in your brain. What kind of thoughts do you think? So this might be that you go home this afternoon and you think, what do I think? You know, what am I thinking on? What am I thinking about? Are those good things, bad things, trivial things, things that don't really matter? But a lot of us think thoughts from our past, like things that have happened to us. You know, someone said something and it just sort of sticks in your mind. Maybe you have thought, I'm not good enough. I will, and then sort of the thought progresses, I'm not good enough. And then eventually it becomes, I'll never be good enough. And so you sort of have this thought process in your mind that doesn't line up with the Word of God, that doesn't have anything to do with God's words or plans, and those are thoughts. Maybe somebody told you you're not good enough. I remember being told, I have an uncle, and this is online, so it'd be nice, and so he just sort of didn't, he's not like the coolest guy, and sometimes he's a little bit moody, and someone said, you're going to be just like your uncle, and for whatever reason, as an 8-year-old kid, 9-year-old kid, I let that thought make a nest in my hair. And so I sort of thought of myself as the moody, kind of silent, brooding kind of type. And for years, I just walked in that thought that that's who I was. Well, I'm just like my uncle, and this is who I'm going to be, and you can't change me. And so we have a thought that was spoken to us in our past, and somehow we are taking it into our future. Yet that thought did not line up with what Christ said about me. It was not the thought that God had spoken over my life. God didn't speak like, you're going to be moody just like your uncle. That's not a God thought. And so, but yet for years, I allowed that thought to control who I am. And that took a hold of my life. Sometimes thoughts that we see, so-and-so didn't want me. So you had somebody who didn't want you in your life. Someone broke up with you. Maybe a family member wasn't there for you. So then it turns into, no one wants me. And then it turns in, I will never be wanted. And we take that into our relationships. We get married and we think my husband or my wife doesn't really want me because so-and-so didn't want me. And that could be furthest from the truth. It's not a thought that lines up with Scripture. And yet we take that into our marriages and watch our marriages implode because we've never taken that thought captive. Maybe today they didn't talk to me. Somebody didn't talk to you. I often don't talk to people, especially if I'm preaching, because I'm memorizing the sermon. And so if you get me before service and I don't talk to you, I'm distracted. It's because I highly am. But after service, if you want to sit down and talk, let's talk. Let's have lunch together. I don't care, because I'm done. I'm done with what I'm supposed to be doing. And so sometimes somebody won't talk to you. You'll get offended. They don't like me. That becomes your next thought. Then no one likes me. So now you have all these offensive and thoughts in your mind, and none of them are really true. Some people will think, if I was skinny enough, then I would be something. My children think, if I had a little bit more meat on my bones, then people would really like me because my children are super skinny. And so then maybe whenever someone compliments you, you don't really take it. Somebody will say something nice and you say, well, when the other people compliment me, that thought, they don't really mean it. I might think that way. They said that shirt looks good to me, but that shirt really doesn't look good to me. They said that I was nice, but I'm not really nice. Maybe you feel a thought, I've ruined my life. I forfeited all God's plans for me. And so you think you don't have value or purpose. Maybe you think I'm a terrible person. Then it becomes, I will always be terrible. Then it becomes, I'll show people what terrible really is. And you laugh. But that is becoming a part of our culture today. That's part of a culture of like, because this has been said, or I believe this thought, here I am shooting up a school, or I'm doing this in public because I thought I was terrible. I will always be terrible. Let me show people what terrible really looks like. And it's a thought process that gets engraved. Maybe whatever I just said was dumb. And then you think I am dumb. And then you think I only say dumb things. And so now your head is full of thoughts that don't line up with Scripture. But here's the problem with thoughts. Science says, and science and the Word of God line up in this particular situation, science says that it becomes a pattern of your life. You remember your brain? I think we have a picture of a brain. And so if you have a picture, have you ever noticed something? Maybe like you're driving to work and you sort of drive to work on autopilot because you know how to do that, right? You know how to drive to work. And so you don't even think about driving anymore. All you think about is what? I don't know. You're thinking about other things and all of a sudden you're at work. Why? Because your brain has an autopilot to it. It's a way of going the same way, taking the same left, taking the same right, stopping coming at this stop sign. Notice this is a brain. Now, this is called in science, and let me make sure my science is right. I am not a science teacher. I was a band director. And so these are called neural pathways. It's a way of least resistance about thinking of something. So for going to work, your neural pathways sort of take a certain way, and they look a certain, and it just becomes something that you do automatically. Maybe every morning you wake up and brush your teeth. Hallelujah. And so that's nothing bad. It's just something that you do. Every morning you wake up and you brush your teeth. Amen for the people who brush their teeth. And so it is a neural pathway. And what happens is it becomes an easy way to travel. It becomes an easy way. And these lines in your brain sort of become like ditches. And you start to dig them, and some of them are fine. Brushing your teeth, taking the same way to work. But the problem is the thoughts that you have in this brain are not fine. And you are thinking some things that do not line up with the scripture and what God says about you. And you have created a pathway that's of least resistance. So you think all these things over and over and over again until you become what these things say. And you have not taken every thought captive. You have allowed this. Just because a thought is in your head does not mean it's your thought. It doesn't even mean that you put it there. And it does not mean it's true. It just means that this is something that somehow has gotten in and you think that way. And now today it is time to change. It's time to change the way that you have. And some people would call this habits. Most scholars think 21, 31 days. And you can break a habit, right? The way that you think. And so why? What you have to do in your mind is what Jesus says, what Paul says to the church. He says, take every what? Every thought captive and make it obedient to who? To Christ. So that thought that you think in your head, you have to change the pathway, the way of resistance. So you have to take those thoughts, and it's easy to walk up and down this stage because this is what I always do. I walk up and down the stage, but if I want to do something different, I have to put something in the same. Okay, now today I'm going to go down these steps. That's different for me. And so with my thoughts, I have to do the same thing. I have to change the way that I'm thinking. Some would say, change your stinking thinking. The thing that you have thought about, some of us, since we're 5 years old, 6 years old, 15 years old, something happened to us and we are thinking the wrong things. And the way that you change that neurological pathway, the way that you begin to do this over is you begin to see what does the Word of God say about what I'm thinking. Because you can truly take every thought captive. So you're writing down your thoughts. Maybe do this today, this afternoon, tomorrow. In your devotional, what do I think about? What are some things that I think about incorrectly? You write them down. That's what I did. Okay, I'll never be anything, and I have my list of things that I've been thinking about that are not true. And so I take an action step. I write down those thoughts. I make a list. And how do I change it? How do I change the science of it, the spirituality of it? How do I change it? You know what you do? You have to set up another pathway. If you want your brain to change, you have to set up another way of thinking about it. So to get from here to here, you have to go a different way. And in your brain, you have to make that thought go a different way. You have to think about it differently. You have to say, okay, I am going to compare my thoughts to scripture. Number two is what you're going to do today. So you have your thoughts, you take them captive, and you compare your thoughts to scripture. As Christians, we are to believe scripture, not my thoughts. My thoughts are incorrect. My thoughts don't line up with the Word of God. So I take that thought captive. By taking that thought captive, I line it up to what scripture says. So in Philippians, we have that thought on the screen. In Philippians 4, verses 8 through 9, can you read this with me? Say, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So you will change the pattern of the way you think about to line it up with what Scripture already says. So here's what you do. You go back into your head. Okay? And then you take out this thought. Whatever I just said was dumb. I am dumb. I only say dumb things. And I look at the Scripture. Is that true? No. So I tear that thought, or I take that thought and I make it captive to Christ. And here's what I do. I change the dumb word and I say, I am a woman of God. I do have good thoughts. I can make good decisions. Is that true? Absolutely. That's what the Bible says about me. You go back into this head of yours once you've taken that thought captive. Now, this might take 21 days or 31 days, but you go back there and you say, I am a terrible person. I'll always be terrible. I should show them what terrible is. Is that part lovely? No. Is that a pure? Is it commendable? Is there any excellent in that thought? So what you do is, again, you take that, I will not think that way. As immediately, instead of letting that little thought nest up in your head, you say, fly away. And the power of Jesus, this is, I am not terrible. God didn't create terrible. I am not terrible. I will not show anybody what terrible is. And you take that thought captive, and you don't allow yourself to think. And you go to every single thought. You take them out. I've ruined my life. I've forfeited God's plan. No one ruined their life. No one forfeits God's plans. If God can take Paul, who was a murderer, and then he writes 13 letters in the New Testament, he can take anyone. He can take your mess and your failure. So you realize that's not worthy of praise, and I am not going to think on that. I am a new creation in Christ. Behold, all things have passed away, and behold, all things are coming new. And so you begin to claim the word of God over your life, and you take the thought captive. And I'm saying, as a person who used to struggle with her thoughts in her 20s, that I began to change the way that I saw myself by the way that I thought about myself. See, all these other parts, your eyes, your lips, I guess your nose, and your ears, all those things start here. These things. Oh, it'd be okay if I look at that. That's a thought. It's not okay. It's not pure lovely. I can't look at that. Oh, it'd be okay if I hear this or listen to that type of music. It's not okay. It's not pure lovely or holy. You got to watch. I'm not going to take Ted's message next week. So you got to watch what you think, because it starts here. And then you act on it and all the other areas of your faith. And here's what God wants to do this morning. He wants to say, take those thoughts captive. Make them obedient to Christ. I'm going to not think that way. All of these thoughts are not good for me. I am not going to have any vain imagination or any thought that doesn't line up with Christ. I'm going to make it obedience. And I'm going to say in Romans 12, it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the what? By the renewing of your mind. So everyone in this room has to take the thoughts out, hold them captive, and say, God, today is the day that you are going to renew my mind. Today is the day that I am not going to allow myself. Now, this is going to be a process, but today it starts. I'm not going to allow those thoughts to take hold of my life. And so you compare your thoughts to Scripture. And then number three, you take every thought captive. Every thought, everything you've sifted out. Is that good for me? Is that bad? Is that pure? Is that holy? Is that acceptable? Is that what God says? And you begin to shift those things out and watch what God will do in you in a year, 5 years, 10 years. Because why? Your thoughts will become who you are. It says in Isaiah 26 verse 3, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. You start focusing on Christ. Read the word. Listen to the word. Hear the worship. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to become more and more like him. Can you bow your head, please, and close your eyes? With no one looking around the room, this is going to be a process. This is not going to be an overnight. I wish I could just lay hands on you and then God will just show up and every thought will clean itself out. But I know who God is, and I know what's happened in my personal life. And I know all the ditches that I had sort of dug in my brain. And I'm sitting in a place in my life where I'm just like, God, I don't even know if I can move on. It didn't matter if anybody complimented me, because I didn't believe any compliment that anybody said. All I believed was lies. Any word that was not real, I believed it. Any word that was real, I didn't take it captive. And my mind was messed up, and I just remember sitting in a place and saying, okay, God. And I read through that word and in 2 Corinthians, and I said, today's a day where I start the process. I'm gonna take every thought captive. Does it line up with scripture? Is it what you say? Today there's some people in the room and your thoughts are making you crazy. That's not what God intended. He wants you to focus on Him. He wants you to focus on His word over your life. If you don't change your pattern of thinking, you will ruin some relationships. I'm just saying. You will ruin, if I would have taken the way I was thinking into my marriage, I would have ruined my marriage. It wouldn't have been Ted's fault, it would have been my fault because my pattern of thinking was not what God was saying. And I took some time and I just said, okay, God, I'm just gonna sit here at your feet and I'm gonna get this right. I'm gonna line up my thoughts. I'm gonna take every thought captive and I'm just gonna say this is for the rest of your life. This is not like, hey, all of a sudden your thoughts are gonna be amazing. I still battle. I still have to remind myself that's not what God says. That's not who He is. Those thoughts are not real, Terry. Take them captive. But I know that God can now do in me what He wants to because I've just surrendered those thoughts to Him and I'm keeping my mind focused and stayed on Him. Today in the room, if you need help with your thoughts, would you just lift your hand to heaven? If you have a bad pattern of thinking, this is not just a woman issue. Ted and I's conversation got a little bit more serious in the cafe, and he went back into his childhood and said some things that he believed about himself because of what people had said, and God had to take that thought captive. Today, God wants to help you to create new pathways, better pathways. With your hand lifted, can we just pray out loud? If that's you in the room and you need a process of changing your thoughts, lining them up with scripture, go home, look at your thoughts, print them out, write them out, and then say, okay, God, I'm gonna line that one up with scripture. Then the next week, I'm gonna line that one up with scripture. And just keep on doing that. And anytime that thought pops in your head, don't let it nest there. Can we just pray, dear Father, you see my hand lifted, and I'm gonna need the power of the Holy Spirit to fill my life and to fill my thoughts. Today, help me to focus on what you say. Help me to focus on your words. Whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report. Help my mind to focus on those things. And today, I take every thought captive to the power of Jesus Christ. I make those thoughts obedient to what you have said about me in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for the power, God, that we have in our lives. God, I pray over us as believers. God, I thank you that in John 10 it says that we will listen to the voice of the good shepherd, and the voice of the evil one we don't have to listen to. We cancel every thought, every lie, every assignment, God, every stronghold that has been over our lives, God, and we just speak life into those dead places. God, we say that our thoughts are captive to Christ, and God, help us, God, in these next couple of weeks, God, to align our thought processes with what you say and who you say that we are, and God, that our lives would line up with scripture. God, our thoughts would line up with scripture. God, that we would create new pathways. God, we thank you, God, that you will give us this power and this strength. God, even as young people and old people, no matter who we are in the building, God, that we can get our lives right when we think right. God, help us to take every thought captive. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and all the glory. And everyone said, amen and amen. Give him some praise in the house. Grab one of those sheets. Go and take your thought captive. I think we won't open the thrift store. I hear a lot of pouring down rain. If it's nice and beautiful and sunshiny, we will. But if not, we'll see you at the thrift store next week. You guys have a wonderful day. Take your thoughts captives in Jesus' name.